Of you have survived five Zoalats, not even letting one escape. These large, undead, 13-foot-tall, kangaroo-like, horned kangaroo-like beasts.
Did everybody add their hero poppers?
Patrick, I'm ready to talk about level three. Can we just jump right into that?
I mean, we're so close. Maybe we should do it early. Maybe that should be this entire episode.
I about flipped out. I was like, did we level up? And I know we're
I was hoping. I was hoping to get somebody like, oh, I want someone to be panicking right now. Because like, oh,
well,
no.
Because you know, if someone wasn't paying attention, it was absolutely going to be me.
You guys have been in part two of Guilt of the Grave World for some time. You know, it wasn't just wandering Eox. You know, you had to get to the planet. There were some, complications getting there.
I just want to make sure everybody added their hero point that we got for finishing that battle.
Yeah. What's everyone's hero point situation at?
Deuces.
One, two. Jabir?
About to go check in a mirror.
For some reason,
Jabir's actually been.
I remember you using a lot.
He's been shipping his excess hero points onto an offshore account. So
the Swiss hero points.
The Space Swiss.
I got one. Yeah, one from the last fight, but yeah, I run a tight ship with these 0 points.
Oh yeah, because you don't want to have one to stabilize in case your character dies.
I didn't say that.
You want no options. Be like, let me go. Hey, you are a young dog of 14 years old. You still have plenty of years ahead of you. You might be have to wear a diaper for some of those years. And yeah, so we're out of this combat. What would you guys like to do? You got these giant rotting undead corpses of these creatures about. It kind of chased you down from your last refuge up at the Zephyrus shelter.
Can we make eel hide jackets out of them or anything? The useful animals?
They're not eels, so definitely not.
Rawhide boots? Can we make rawhide boots?
They make you jump real good. Yeah.
Maybe like a lucky Zoalat's foot for.
Do you want to roll me a religion check? I can tell you if you can farm these things or there's some value in the cleaches.
I got some religion.
Cletus. Yeah. Zeldin, I think you know indeed that many undead creatures.
Cut it open and then I climb inside for warmth.
the bone marrow of these creatures is very different from living bone marrow. It's kind of absorbent, it's kind of farmable in a way for negative healing creatures. So, I mean, if you want to spend time butchering these animals and fashioning some way to slurp out their bone marrow, you would likely be able to get some credits for it.
Yeah, they're called a lot of credits. They're called unlife straws. They're like those straws that let you like drink poop water, but this just puts poop into water that you're drinking.
So it's a straw filled with poop?
it's a stick of poop. It's a poopsie stick. Oopsie poopsie stick is what we're calling them.
Yeah. Did you want to do that? It'll probably take several hours to kind of harvest these bodies.
Are we still on the timetable right now?
Well, you just recharged your suits at the Zephyrus shelter, so you've got another day basically of environmental protections going for you guys.
I say we do it. We get that cash money.
Yeah, we get that sweet sweet slurp.
Yep. Okay. Is everyone helping out in the slaughtering of the lambs?
Oh, of course not.
No.
Let's go Goopy gang.
Who's got survival?
I have survival. I have survival.
Oh, it sounds like you're helping out, Drew. At least assisting.
Not with that role, I'm not.
you're like giving pointers over someone's shoulder.
Oh no.
Well, did natural one on survival.
Well, like I said, we're real busy, so we should probably keep moving.
You're like, you gotta suck the marrow out of the bones with your mouth, and you're on a butthole right now. This is how we make the poopsie sticks.
No.
Natural one, you're kissing.
What is happening?
This is one of those moments where I'm like, God, I hate that he edits the podcast. I can't even tell somebody to edit that out.
I'm editing it back in. It's getting. I'm gonna rewind. There's gonna be a rewind sound effect.
I had bone marrow soup last week from a sushi restaurant that was out of this world.
Yeah, those were probably regular.
Probably the butt bone.
I don't care. It was delicious. from
butt. You know the leg bones connected to the butt bone.
Yeah, we all know.
I sang the song. I don't know about you guys, but
I think I get distracted about what I'm doing halfway through and sort of start gnawing on the bones.
As captain, I feel like you've got to stop that. I thought he's a bad dog. He's not supposed to be.
No. Look, sometimes you gotta give a dog a bone.
Those things are worth credits.
Yeah, knick-knack, paddywhack, baby.
Yeah. And sometimes, who are you gonna whack?
That's Zeldin's new catchphrase. Yes, it is.
Sometimes worth a couple credits to keep your canine friends happy.
Yeah.
Why don't Ulithal and Zeldin...
an existential crisis
over here. Ulithal and Zeldin, make me a perception check as you fail miserably to be undead.
Well, can we restart? Well, can we throw in a white flag?
Excellent. Oh,
hey,
oh no.
And right, a natural 19.
Never mind. All right, the blind guy who can't hear anything or smell anything that's not inside his spacesuit.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have to see this. Your suit kind of comes across as you're feeling over these things, kind of tail lumps, these rotten tail lumps, what feels like a impression of perhaps a scar or a burn mark of some sort.
Is this a bone marrow valve on these creatures? Or
I think it's a
that's where you put your lips and burnt.
I know what this is. This is a butthole.
I've been described enough beeholes that might have. No, if you point it out to someone, indeed, this is what looks like a Punisher style brand on their backside.
Did we kill somebody's livestock?
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we probably did. Whoops.
Oops. I guess we better be hitting the old
mosey on before this turns into a Western
trail.
Just gonna go ahead and we're just going to carve out the brand. We're just going to carve the brand right out.
Make it look like an accident.
Yeah.
Sprinkle some drugs around.
They were...
we're not bringing up that old chestnut, Bert. I know what you're referencing.
Unfortunately, as you guys are...
Everyone knows if you do a little space crack, you get your butthole eaten out. That's just facts. No one's denying that.
I am turning this podcast around.
This is a
right
different show
now
than it was 6 months ago.
I always know the show is going off in the wrong direction when we're like 10 minutes in and Rebecca hasn't said a single line.
I've laughed a couple of times.
That is correct.
Laughed at the circumstances of being with you guys, not to... as you guys are getting ready to go, unfortunately, there's a signal over comms and even over the deathly quiet of the planet Eox. You hear a gun being, like a rifle shot being chambered, like really loud. Clank, clank, clank.
Oh, no, and then some hillbilly goes, "Who's been rationing up my cattle?"
We see this figure standing on the hill.
Half of them are also my wives.
Get them, Crushinator.
Oh my God, you're right. It's totally, oh no, it is totally the Western. Oh no, what have I done? Oh, he's so
indeed
dead.
You see
dead.
A figure, undead figure on the hill with a large she's, rifle.
She's a normal human. This is what smoking does. The human body.
This figure appears.
She's just a 25-year-old smoker.
That's a pack a day for like 15 years.
That's why there's holes in her cheeks.
That's why the holes, you burned them. She just fell asleep smoking her cigarette.
She smokes like 5 cigarettes at a time out of all the holes that she has.
Her hat has holes in it from when she tried to switch to vaping, but then the vape blew up and it blew holes in
that
makes sense.
I think some of them came from when she got that novelty lighter. But she got confused which one was her gun and which one was the lighter.
Yeah, that blue thing on her hip.
Mm-hmm. She kept like blowing holes in her hat.
Yeah, that thing. That's a Walkman lighter combo on her hip right there.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Get wrecked, smokers.
This figure looks down.
Idiots.
This figure looks down on the valley where you guys are standing over the 5 dead Zolats, actively chewing on some of their bones. And I think, indeed, like in the artwork here, a hand goes to rest on a pistol on their holster here, and you hear a voice call out, perhaps technomagically amplified through the thin atmosphere. Y'all gotta get off my property right now.
This is actually great. This is great news because we need directions off of this property.
Nothing would make us happier than leaving this property.
Please give us a path.
Which way is off of this property? And we'll head that way immediately.
She silently begins to walk down the cliff face here, a gun still kind of at the ready, and goes up silently to her undead creatures here and begins inspecting them, muttering to herself, just
in common, please.
Why'd you have to kill these beasts?
Actually, that's pretty simple. They were trying to kill us.
That was self-defense.
And we were not super into that.
Why were some of them stabbed in the back, you say? Oh, the...
Why is this one, experience? Like, facing really the other direction? Why is this one 50 feet away, the facing the other direction, stabbed in the butthole? All questions that will be answered at some point. Who knows? Yeah, she seems to pay you no mind as she sets about perhaps some grisly work, grabs a dagger and starts cutting away some undead flesh from the beasts. It's
going to get all the good life straw poop.
Mm-hmm.
I think we let her have it.
I guess. I mean, she seems to believe that these are hers and she knows how to butcher them. So they must belong to her.
You see a similar skull insignia on her belt buckle. Indeed, she wears a wide brimmed hat. There's a wilted dried flower kind of pinned to the side of it. And she's got pretty much empty eye sockets. Maybe there's like little dots of light there. But as you look underneath the hat, this is not a human corpse folk person.
There's aliens in too. I'm sorry.
Drew, explain yourself. Why are you so incredulous?
I just heard this is not a human. Which obviously
it's not a human corpse vote, jerk.
It wasn't just that you did it, but it was that you like just throated the mic so hard on it.
It was being confidently incorrect.
God. Let me just interject as a big jerk as much as I can right now.
This is probably a good time to mention I am running for Senate.
I gotta get this foot in my mouth somehow, folks. It's not gonna fit itself in there. No, it is, as you've seen a few now on the planet and in various marketing and movies, this is a Lebrian corpse folk.
We need her hand.
Well, need a live Elebrian hand. We don't need a dead Elebrian.
This is very much a
unlive,
formerly Elebrian.
Yeah,
she seems pretty indifferent to talking to you guys, though.
Not pleased to punch. Yeah, as long as she's indifferent and not actively hostile.
Oh, well, she's not shooting you guys, so you got that going for you. You got that.
That's a start.
Just like every time you and I have hung out in real life, Jabert, I have not shot you once.
you have not successfully shot me once.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm too slippery.
Oh, I meant to tell you, our friend Cooper showed up yesterday at our house.
Oh, did she really?
At normal Pathfinder gaming time, and scared the heck out of my wife and I, because we're just like on the couch.
She just like walked into the
house. Oh no, we keep the door locked because this is America. But we just heard the door handle just rattle. I was like, oh
God. I'm sure Ripley loved that.
Oh, no, our dog tried to murder. Our dog tries to murder everyone that comes in the house.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Especially me. But yeah.
Yeah, no. Did you want to talk?
Yeah, let's first of all, I mean, in all seriousness, I will apologize about the loss of head, the head of cattle, that is, the loss of.
you point out one of them and their head is gone. Their head's been like chopped off.
Wait, hang on. Let me roll diplomacy and see if this is a hilarious joke that lands.
Yes.
Hilarious. Ooh. Joke. Hilarious. Yes, I'm going to apologize to her for we had a bit of a malfunction with our ship, and we've been stranded out here for a couple days, and I appreciate this is not the ideal situation for either of us here, and we're very sorry about what happened here. Jumperoos.
Normally we kill the right things before we meet people.
We try. Yeah, right. It's this is unusual for us. We're just, yeah. My name's Zeldin, and I apologize. And also, we would really love to take you up on that offer to get off of your property.
So it's only, it says DC 18 diplomacy to make an impression. So you've rolled a success.
Almost a critical success.
Nearly a critical success. So this does indeed increase her starting disposition towards you from, you know, indifferent. Wait, was she unfriendly? Did I say she was unfriendly?
You've been saying indifferent, but I don't know if you technically meant like technically indifferent, but
I'm pretty sure she is.
Because I wouldn't blame her for being unfriendly. Seems reasonable.
Yeah, well, that says she begins the encounter as indifferent to the PCs. Oh, that's good. She becomes
for us. Got that going for us.
Friendly as the.
Well, dang, I came out here to slaughter them for food anyway. You did my job for me.
Yeah, look at that. They're already halfway butchered. Look at that.
I love it. Saving me some elbow grease.
Maybe it's tenth of the way butchered. We didn't do a very good job.
She's like, what? When their varmints escape their pen, I usually have to put them down anyway. They're very smart critters.
They were formidable opponents for sure.
Farm them. They'll teach some of the others how to pry their way out. So, thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're glad that whatever, you know, we're glad that our guests here were of. It's, I don't know why I have a southern accent now.
It's okay. You can roll with it.
Okay. Our hijinks here were a mite helpful to you, and we're mighty glad for it. I do apologize for starting the butchering without you. We didn't intend to leave any useful materials behind, and apologies. We did not realize that they were property tours.
Not all the Zoelats in these parts belong to me. Them wild ones are even more dangerous. You folks traveling alone? I've not met any travelers in these parts in hundreds of years.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're out here by our lonesome. We're
you trying to die?
Yeah, we're not we're doing a pretty good job of it.
Okay. Where are my manners? My name is Edarina Rakuten. Pleasure to meet you.
My name's Zeldin, and I go around and introduce everybody. I know it's all
Zavra. Who's the pretty boy one?
Oh, that's Zavra.
No. Oh. With them bad.
What?
The bat.
Ah, that's the Lagardus, that's you. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's that good his favorite bat, well, some would say.
Well, she gets a little distracted for a moment as she seems to peer off into the horizon and says,
"Oh, I didn't know you was with them."
Ooh.
Fine, yeah. Well, I can help you all if you need it, but then you best be moving on. These parts are dangerous.
You see her kind of looking towards these glints on the horizon, these little metallic ships that seem to be following you.
Wait a minute. What are those? What is this? I ask.
In character.
What is all this about?
I don't talks about them.
You'll have to...
Is they city folks?
You'll have to request some information if you want to try to get that.
I'm going to seek aid with a diplomacy check. I'll say, look, I don't know who we can trust around here, but you seem like a real straight shooter. And I'll say, just between you and me, and I lean in close to listen to what she has to say. Oh, no.
Toot, toot. Natural toot.
Yep. My cutie patootie.
I ain't talking about thems, but listen, if you want to help me out, I could use help bringing back some of these here corpses to my ranch.
You have three lovely daughters by any chance? Each one more beautiful than the last?
Yeah, but you don't want to know what I think of as lovely.
that's some modesty. Did we bypass another friendship level and just get to like a maximum friendship here?
No, but we are in a separate game mode, which is kind of your social interaction part of Starfinder and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. If you all are interested in getting to know Edoran or Rakuten, you can spend time chatting and discovering with secret roles with either a perception check or a skill check of your choice, perhaps some of their personal biases, some resistances, some weaknesses, points of conversation you can bring up to try to gain influence points with this undead rancher. And
let's chat her up. I want to know how she came to be a nightmare herder.
Well, you guys, if you are helping her out, it will probably be a few hours of, you know, butchering these creatures a little bit more under her supervision and then helping her move them across the open wastelands. So if each of you want to make either a perception check or a skill check that you think, well, I should say, I could tell you these, a perception check, a society check, or Eoxian lore. If you want to, this is the,
what about an acrobatics check to like butcher the Zowlots, but sexily so that she's,
please never say that again.
All right.
Roast.
I'll go for society.
We see the sweat glisten off Lacardus's back in the hot day's sun as he heaves into the blow. I think this will work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll perception.
I think probably perception's my best bet.
I always butcher Zowlets in my Speedo.
And I do just hunched over a little bit like this. I do declare
my crack is feeling the sunshine.
This is just how I was taught to do it.
That's how what I assume that plumbers are thinking when that whenever they're they're bent over working on my jaw. Yeah. And they're like, I'm gonna show this man all my butt crack.
Okay.
I'm sorry I said that about plumbers, everybody. Plumbers are not necessarily, they don't always show me their butt cracks.
No. Only when he pays.
That deep dive in your personal life, Jabert.
I'm just saying. Some of them are carpenters.
So we got some good rolls here. Not
Jesus showed me his butt crack once, guys. He's a carpenter. I don't know if you know that.
You got to 19 on a society check there, Ulethal. Look at you. Look at you.
You did a good job. Look at all you guys with useful skills.
So I think, yeah, both Ulethal and Lacardus, as you're kind of chatting her up, she does talk a good game. She does rib you a little bit, and she seems literally to be or interested. Well, she is very
pulls one rib bone out and just like it starts like tickling you with it.
It's first one, then t'other. Yeah. Doesn't like it rough, but she does seem to admire strength and seems to be playfully kind of intimidating you guys, even though I will say in her description block, she is described as ornery rancher. So take that as you will. Intimidation. Intimidation is one of her influence skills. That might be a pretty good one. Ulethal, you were close to a critical success here. I think besides kind of ranching lore, which you don't really have, life science would be the next closest one, showing knowledge about, you know, herding zoolats or the process of deboning them. But yeah, if you guys head back with her, indeed, she will take you to what looks like a place that you've already been, but it's a little further on, just another kind of wasteland ranch lying in a wide valley. This one does seem to have some electricity to it, because you do see some kind of lights that seem to be tied to large pins, chain linked gated pens, where indeed you can see zoolots being cared for. Yeah, and she will bring you back to the Rakuten Ranch. And if you want to spend some more time here, you guys can make influence checks with any skill you'd like, but you've determined that intimidation and life science would be proper ones.
All right. Well, now that we've got a little bit more of a rapport going, I think I'll give her as good as I get.
Is life science nature?
No. Life science lore is its own skill.
Okay, never mind. Then I don't have that. So intimidation, you said?
Yeesh.
Got a +8 in that skill. +8. Skills. Rolled a 3.
Not great, not great. Ulethal, what are you saying here? It looks like you got a success, actually.
I've seen nicer barns in Kalo Town.
You hear the button.
Sick fucking bird. Got him.
you hear the button unclasp from shit, her,
got you.
Her pistol holster.
What did you say to me? Fish man.
No, I mean, you guys don't all have to roll intimidation. If you have other skills you would like to try here, diplomacy is always an option in most of these. And I don't know, maybe you can guess to some others, or you can try others here as you're putting away some of the marrow. You see indeed what looks like fairly new and large containers in one of her barns that read, oh gosh, what is the name of the corporation? Got it. I've got it somewhere in this book. Waste safe receptacles. And she's like scooping out the bone marrow and mixing it with some kind of chemical in these large plastic tubs that seem to be ready for transport.
Time to make the donuts, she says.
Schlorp, schlorp, schlorp. Waste Safe was the company that seemed to make the safety features on the shuttle that crashed with you guys on it a day ago. Isn't that fun? It's a little circle of life here on Planet Eox. Do you guys want to make another round of checks here? Other skill checks? Anybody?
I have nothing to contribute.
Can Tavra lift up a barrel and show her strength?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll allow that.
You want to make athletics?
Yeah.
Or strength? Or, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Or intimidation if you want to. Oh, boy. Natty 20 there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The lizard lady is so strong. I bet if I had one of you for a few centuries, I wouldn't have to lift a finger.
Yeah, so that is a critical success is 2 influence points. Does anybody else want to work?
Actually, can for comedic effect, can Lacardus try to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Can I be like, yeah, barrels are fun lifting.
Oh, we got a success.
There we go. There's the funny. There's the funny joke. there's what I'm looking for.
Oh God! Ederina looks around. She's like, "Oh, we got bone soldiers are coming to attack us." And then she looks down and just sees it's your knees like clacking against the barrel as you're trying to lift it. Just skeletal sound effect.
Never mind. False alarm. Y'all,
it's because I wasn't even in my final form, so I just
couldn't. I've never seen bonier knees, boy. Are you living or not?
That's a great. Yeah, that just fills me full of existential problems. I thought I was.
I'm gonna try.
Too sure. Ooh, good diplomacy check here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try being nice from now on.
Yeah. What do you say to her?
I'm sorry. This looks like a pretty good haul you got going here. This looks like it seems like you got a good, pretty good operation going out here on this here farm. I'm mighty impressive. It seems like a hard living out here in the Eox bush.
Oh, Zeldin, it ain't no living at all out here.
Ah, it's unliving. I get it.
It's hard scrabbling ever since. All the air done burned away, and I came back. I've been working this ranch, and I don't even know why. But I take care of the animals that ain't alive no more and use their bones for this here soup. Corporation comes once every month or so, picks it up, hauls it away, and I buy fancy leather clothing. And guns and things.
What do they use this for? Do you know?
Biochemical weapons and airbags. Just those two things, really.
It's either very unsafe or very safe, depending on how you use it.
Yeah, I think we're gonna count that as a critical success as well. And it looks like Hithyun also helping out with the barrels here will take us. She's put her gun away at this point. In fact, she's taken it out of the holster and kind of putting it down because she doesn't want to shoot herself in the foot as she's moving stuff. She's opened up to you a little bit here and indeed says, you know, you guys are all right. If you want to take shelter here, I'll allow you to. Just where was it
you're sleeping with my 3 robot daughters?
Oh my goodness. I swear if I find you've slept with my Roombas, I'll be pretty angry. I mean, it's understandable, but still, I forbid it.
That's fair.
No, she allows you to stay here. If you tell her you're trying to get across the Atraskan shelf, she says that, you know, basically civilization is about another full day's walk from here. So if you
She can point us in the right direction so we at least know which way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Good. That's good. That's good. Did it, gang. Did it. We're almost out of here.
Yeah. As maybe she has some spoiled rations that she's willing to share with you as well. If you guys are hungry, I think you've already had some spoiled rations. She doesn't really have much meat that you can eat safely. Does anybody, I think it's been a full day since you've eaten. So if you're not eating spoiled rations or something like that, I think maybe you had some airplane food that you took with you. Is that right? Does anybody have that in their inventory? Or am I making that up? Fight amongst yourselves. And also think if, as you're settling down, do you want to still chatter up? She seems, you know, maybe once you get done working, she kind of shovels off to her hovel. Kind of caved in roof on one side of this ranch house, and she just kind of sits on the porch and stares off into the distance.
I want to know more about her history and where she comes from, like what life was like in the before times for her.
Yeah, well, talk amongst yourself first, because I'll be right back.
Yeah, he's gonna go use one of those poop straws real quick.
My dog nosed her way into the office and is begging right now, so I'll be right back. She might have the poop, yeah.
Well, what do you think, guys? Should we murder this rancher and steal her car?
Do we know that she has a car?
And her Roomba, her hot Roomba daughters. Her
hot Roomba daughters.
That's right.
Sometimes I just don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I think we've buttered her up enough. Maybe we can ask her again about the flying glinty things.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot. Forgot
someone needs to see if we can squeeze the information juice out of this undead smoothie.
This old husk of a... old husk of a
It sounds like Lacardus needs to lay down the charm.
Like, these sounds like lay down the old undead pipe.
I'd love to, but I did not give Lacardus any points into diplomacy or any really of the social skills.
You don't have to talk. In fact, it's better if you don't. Let others talk for you.
Ursula's suggestion and go with body language only.
Yeah,
let one of your crewmates like butter her up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Did you want to go talk to her, Jabert? Samo?
Yeah, you know, I think I do. I think I want to. We've decided in your absence that we're not gonna like murder her in her sleep and steal her truck and then go off on a hobo with a shotgun style rampage. So instead, I think I'll try to learn more about. Well, we're not gonna do it, but we're not specifically gonna do it. So, to my knowledge, unless she tells us something that I don't like here. But yeah, no, I'm curious about like, what were the before times like for said she was alive before all the stuff fell, and it's, you know, what life did she, was she forced to give up to take on this lonely road of taking care of all these animals?
Ain't remember the before times too much. I was a farmhand here though, and I recall the sweet smells of the Zoolat poop.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
The manure we use for the crops, and remember the taste of foods.
Ah.
Sound of music, both the actual sound and the film.
And the stage play.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And the cool breeze on my skin, but not much else from those before times, before the weapon burnt this whole planet. Yeah.
And while we're out here talking, I'll be like, I'm going to look around in the sky for those metallic things. They still flying around?
Make a perception check for me.
Well, bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, I think you can tell there's probably one more, but you see two basically at like the far north west and the far northeast of your location. They seem indeed to be kind of focused in on you on the porch with Eterina.
Looking for your friends out there?
I'm gonna take my coffee cup and sort of hold it up in front of my mouth and sort of whisper quietly, like, whatever those metallic orbs out there are, they seem to have you spooked. You don't seem like somebody who spooks easy.
What do you mean? You're not... You don't know what them is, huh?
I've never seen them before, and we haven't gotten close enough to get a good look at them. But whatever they are, I don't like the fact that they're stalking us like this out here in the bush.
They got cameras all over this world. Them's theirs, the undead elite. Him in the big spires in the city, folks. Watching, always watching.
Some kind of an octopus game.
I ain't know what that is, but I've heard of Zoolat games. Yeah, those are fun. All right, listen,
if you're going to be trekking across the undead wilderness tomorrow, I can let you juice up here, get your batteries topped off in my barn, get you some directions, and because you were a straight shooter with me, Zeldin, didn't detect one lie that you told. I want to give you this. She pulls from maybe beside her rocking chair a commercial seeker rifle with a tactical sniper scope.
That's exactly what
I thought it was going to be a Roomba, but you know,
here's a gun.
Perfect. This is I can't accept this. This is a.
All right, fine. I'll take it back.
Well, no.
I was just going to throw it away, but I figured you might want it.
This is a very generous offer. I appreciate
it. I got a new one on order that's a little bit better. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't want to spend the credits just buying the upgrade kit and doing the work myself. Well, I like that new gun smell.
Mm-hmm.
French fry potatoes.
Yeah. I thank you very much for it, and I will find somebody in my team with eyes that can use a sniper scope, and we will put this to good use. And I thank her for I thank her discreetly for leveling with me about what's going on.
Yeah, so you sleeping in the barn, charging up your suits overnight?
I love barn sleeping.
Do you? Sorry, I don't know why that was so accusatory. I ain't never slept in no bar myself, so I just think it would smell like manure.
Yeah, the smell of the undead hay, you know, all those rusty, sharp implements hanging right above your head.
All I can imagine is like little hay straws standing up and going,
right. It's very noisy, but like sometimes, you know, it's like bullfrogs.
Yeah, do you share what she said about the metallic orbs with everyone else?
Yeah, once we're sort of like all around the campfire eating beans and farting, I'll sort of clue people in on. I think we're being watched by some highfalutin, hoity-toity.
Well, why don't you, before it gets dark, you guys can either make me a media lore check, if anybody has that, or if you want to use the scope on the rifle, make me a perception check. See if you can identify maybe more so what these things are.
Best I could do is zero proficiency in society. Mm. Nah, not great.
Not sure.
Somebody's got good perception. Somebody look through this thing and see what you see.
Oh, sure. I gotcha. Let's see. It's not focused in for my eyes. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. I was using it for reading glasses.
Oh, well, would you look at that? They have a serial number and a model number right on the outside of their little metal bodies.
As Lacardus peers at these things, indeed, it looks like a techno-magical camera drone, you know, miles away, but you can tell this thing looks very high tech and seems to be, you know, has like little dishes and scopes on it itself that seems to be able to capture perhaps audio and visual from long distances. Very long distances.
My goodness. It's one of them telescopic, what you call it?
Do you think this is like a Truman Show kind of situation? Like, are we on TV right now?
Who? I reckon it's a bit more like a
Harry Truman. He was president of Earth.
President of what? President
followed him around all the time.
He was president of Earth, and then he was abducted at Area 51, and they put a bunch of stuff in his butt, and now. They love that TV show. The one where they put all the stuff in the president's butt. They love that.
God, we need to make Futurama Starfinder character sheets. We need them to play an adventure. Be so much fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's... all right.
That was sort of a serious question. Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's watching?
Yeah,
Are we on TV right now? Like,
yeah, I think it's like... I suspect it's like a Survivor situation where they're like, we put five dum-dums in the middle of the woods. Let's see what they
get up to. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking. Like, is that what's happening?
That's not a bad take at all.
Is it like they think that we're dangerous people and like... I don't know. Is this just for entertainment, or are they spying on us for nefarious reasons?
For what Jabert knows about Eox, my guess is it's the Survivor thing, or it's the Truman Show thing. But from what Zeldin knows about Eox, they're probably snipers that are gonna eat our breakfast sausage.
It could be
my dream job. I don't think we're enough. You just described. Slanging people's breakfast sausage.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Either way, I don't like being watched or, you know, listened to. This is not cool.
Well, you guys can say your goodbyes to Etriana Rakuten. And the next morning, after charging up your batteries once more, head out along her directions. It's a little more difficult path than you probably would have taken following the natural terrain here. She has you going up some steep hills, but she says that within a day's march, you'll be able to make it to the end of the Atraskan Shelf and the slope down into the Demonos Hollow. And indeed you can. And it is a fairly uneventful march across these hills, hiking overland. You are indeed still shadowed by these three metallic observers. Does your behavior change at all if you believe that you are on DNTV?
I make a lot more jokes about poop straws, but other than that, nah, it's about the same.
Yeah, a couple more middle fingers, probably. But
at some point during the hike, Lacartus would probably speak up and say, I know I've been like carrying this rifle because, you know, I was the one who like peeped through the thing. But like, you know, does somebody else want this? Because, you know, there's like a lot of barriers between me and sort of using this thing maybe at its most effective.
Yeah.
That Bruce is on your shoulder. Be like, please drop the gun. You will get in so much trouble if you murder.
Oh, right.
If you do a murder, you will go.
Don't listen to the holographic bat, you know, like I'm not opposed to carrying the gun. It's a nice piece of weaponry, but I just, you know, before we get any further, I didn't want to like, you know,
Everett, you've got experience with all manner of implements of death and duration, right?
I'd be happy to hold it for you and maybe shoot it from time to time. We'll see.
That would be great. To be honest with you, my back is already sore from having to carry it this far.
It's bulky. It's bulky. You don't have to explain. That's, I understand.
Yeah, it weighs like half what I do.
I know. You can barely carry your own self on those little bean poles you got.
The holographic bat actually makes me encumbered. Right.
This negligible weight.
Hologram. All right, that felt like a judgment. It's not negligible to me, okay?
It's an emotional weight.
You have no idea.
I resent that. Bruce resent.
And so, Lacartus, like, you know, will go up to Tavern, obviously, like, hand it off. And maybe Tavern, like, you grab it with one hand and, like, you go to, like, take it. And, like, just for a second, you can feel like Lacartus doesn't want to let it go. Like, he's like, kind of resists out of his hands. But the moment passes very quickly, and he's like, all right, yeah, that's half a base better. And then he just marches on, and, you know, happily.
Okay. He seems happy. That's good.
He's got that going for him.
Yeah.
Seems real nice and happy. The Demonos Hollow, indeed, is a massive, dried ocean basin. What once was a living hollow or a living ocean is now a large kind of divot in a pockmark in the surface of Eox.
I don't want to be too nitpicky, but I think technically we call those hollers.
The Demonos hollers.
when we're on Eox, we call them hollers.
And indeed, you see perhaps the only safe way to traverse down into this, in the distance, a kind of red flashing light atop a massive ancient tower, what looks like perhaps half castle, half fort, half skyscraper. Indeed, it is the construction of the ancient Eoxians that built large spires dotting the wasteland. This would have been seaside property, probably very valuable ocean fronts, I should say, property hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Indeed, I've got artwork I can show you.
Back before everything stunk.
This will be your next pathway through.
Are the cool lasers still going? Or is that like old? That's what it looked like in the old times.
I think this is a modern photo. I think there are still perhaps some techno-magical lights at the top, but now it's more just like, perhaps it's upkept by someone, so this is like a radar tower, you know, just so shuttles don't crash into it and five other adventurers have to trek across the waste. Yeah, because this is huge. It's probably a good 100 feet or so.
Should we go explore it, or should we just leave it be?
I mean, you'll have to cross through it to get down into this section of the hollow here safely. Yeah. It's kind of built into the edge, but you don't have to explore. You can just cut right on through. As you get closer to it, though, it does indeed seem like there's some lingering magic. You can feel this kind of, you know, a greasy force field of sorts. It just kind of feels like maybe a little bit of wind pressure as you're trying to like move forward towards this ancient structure. Indeed, as you get close to it, you see that there are Eoxian hieroglyphs and runes carved into the tower's peak and several places along its base that seem to glow green all over the side of the structure.
Goodness.
Do you want to? Does anybody want to try to read these bad boys? See if you can figure out what this is?
What check would that be?
Religion to try?
You can. And in fact, Arcana Nature, Occultism, or Religion is figure out these runes.
Canna?
Uliathal, indeed. I think you have seen several kind of generative runes in other magical traditions. This is a very large, I mean, it's almost close to a ritual. All these runes built around the base of the structure indeed are a energy field, a force field of some sort. But as you get to it, you realize this is not keeping anyone out. It is just generating breathable air and trapping it in a bubble around this, tower. And indeed, it seems like this magical field is unbroken as you get close to it, even though you can tell from these runes that they are ancient, hundreds and hundreds of years old before the gap.
Interesting. All right.
You guys heading inside? Do you want to take off your helmets and breathe the stale air?
I'm gonna sniff it tentatively first, but yeah, I'll take off.
Oh, it smells like bone dust up in here. Bone dust in harmony.
Dust in harmony, my favorite. I guess we'd say hip hop group. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. As you open up these large kind of cavernous double doors here to enter the manor, you see, gray Eoxian dust has kind of claimed most of this building. There are kind of chunks and holes in the ceiling and parts of the walls where it has eroded over time. Perhaps it's fallen apart. You see what looks like very large tapestries hung up along some of the walls, maybe some ancient paintings that are caked in dust of what look like Olebrians, but with all the decay of the centuries on these artworks. Indeed, it does look like undead creatures as the gray dust has kind of caked on to the artworks. Moths have eaten bits and pieces of everything, so there's like holes and, you know, Scooby-Doo like eyes cut out from the paintings. But yeah, does anybody have you can roll me Arcana, or if anybody has Eox lore or a history lore, you can take a look at some of these figures and see if you can figure out who, what, where you are. who, what, where you are. Who, what, where you are. Yeah, Lethal, I think as you're looking over things, you see the same kind of noble crest carved into some of the superstructure on the inside. Maybe see some names on the placards beneath some of the paintings. And you can identify this as indeed a manor belonging to a noble house on ancient Eox. And it belonged probably to the noble that ruled this region, like a regional kind of governor-like figure. And indeed, as you open up into the central spire of the building, this large area indeed seems to be like more like a public library. There's these large steps, what looks like a symposium kind of area, where there are kind of magical accoutrements hanging down from the floor above, what do you call it, the astrolabe kind of like structures, mobiles of celestial bodies, and what looks like perhaps some kind of like portal system. You can see like ribbons tied between planets and things like that. Yeah, did you guys want to explore at all here, or do you want to just move on through? Because either is fine with me.
I mean,
sounds like we should explore.
I kind of like the idea of exploring, especially
we can explore.
I mean, this seems like it might even be like a safe place to rest one last time before we get out there into the.
Marched probably about 12 hours.
Yeah, and my dogs are barking.
You are the barking dog of the crew.
You get it, guys.
We got another catchphrase.
Classic.
Right, so if you want to make a perception check to kind of poke about here for a little while, are you splitting off, checking each room one by one, or is someone taking, like, going just with the dog character to guide Zeldin a little bit, or?
Yeah, I feel safe enough in here that I'm happy to just wander off by myself.
Okay,
I feel like nothing can go wrong in a haunted house. Everything is totally cool and chill in an old abandoned house. There's
air here, so it's totally trustworthy.
Yeah, right? because nothing that would want to kill us on Eox would be breathing the air. So like, yeah. It's fine, we're cool.
Ulithal, while you're poking about, is anybody going with Ulithal? Do I get to kill Ulithal? I can
if he wants me to.
I mean, Ulithal, do you want to get up to your own nefarious deeds all by your lonesome?
Typically...
Yeah, she'll stop you from stealing stuff, probably, just so you know. not the character, but Rebecca will.
I wasn't going to steal anything. I was just going to, you know, check stuff out. But yeah, I'm fine if somebody wants to come with me. If nobody does, that's also fine.
He thought he might pop along with Ulithal.
Dyler, what does Lacartis want to do? Go off on your own?
No, I'll be walking a healthy distance behind.
Okay.
Behind
the party minus Zeldin, who's straight chilling. Oh, you're shadowing the Zeldster. Yeah, I think the group of three, Tavra, Ulithal, Hithaeun, going out the main hallway here, you find indeed what looks like a kind of etched into the walls, maybe in a very different style, a less fancy style, in two languages, in both Eoxian and Necrol, records. Well, it looks like dates in both months and years in Eoxian reckoning. And if you would like, well, does anybody who has the bone speaker bobblehead, the free gift that allows you to speak Eoxian and Necrol?
I think that might have been me, but okay. Guys, does anybody else remember this better than me? Because I don't remember.
No, because Lacartis could just speak Necrol, so
right. Okay.
If you can speak Necrol, you can get that part of the translation here. This does indeed seem to be a record of both days and months before and after the cataclysm that killed Eox's atmosphere and wiped out almost all the life on the surface of the planet. So it's like a unliving record carved into this long hallway here. reading it, you indeed see Lady Elysiana Taliak, the head of this household, built a airtight bunker underground as a shelter for people. As before the great cataclysm, they believed that Sarcesians were going to build these great ships to bomb the surface from far away. And it was during one of those attacks where they had gone into this underground bunker, her like farm hands from like nearby farms, but basically everyone like under her purview, so a few hundred people or so, were in this bunker when a great light burnt out the sky and just kind of blinded everyone for a while and trapped everyone inside the shelter. And she writes that both she and her consort and guard were spared, perhaps save by the grace of the gods. Indeed, as you take a look at the name of her consort, you guys are perhaps taken aback a little bit.
It's Rakuten.
No, Tyler Lacardus can read it and perhaps is unfamiliar with the exact characters in Necrol for this character, but you're able to spell out Sanimus Slain. Sanimus Slain, I said.
Whoa! No way! Sanimus Slain! Dude, that's crazy. That's bad news.
Sanimus Slain, supposedly a corpse fleet higher up these days. He was alive at one point.
Do our characters know that name?
I think you have heard the name Sanimus Slain before, as perhaps the Capitan of the corpse fleet ship that has been trying to kill you.
Yeah.
What's the name of the ship? The Amaranth? He's a corpse fleet corsair just trying to murder.
Yeah. Like you do.
Indeed, they use some divination magic, these surviving Alebrians and Lady Elysiana. There's markings here that says she used a powerful ritual to create runes in this pocket of air, and parts of the shelter began to collapse, and the group were kind of...
That's what happens when you get that low budget, you know, Equate brand air.
But yeah, the survivors were trapped without food or water here after too long. And there's notes here of finding many other survivors, Alebrian survivors elsewhere on the planet. And she marks how she and her magicians, her court magicians, found a way of salvation by performing yet another ritual. But it is there when the recordings on these walls in Necroniaxian stop. But
they're illusions.
The last thing you can read here, perhaps etched in stone at the end of this collapse hall, is a list of 11 Alebrian names with a single line of text beneath them that reads, "The ritual is complete. I am alone. May their memories remain with me forever in this accursed form, so their deaths were not in vain. Lady Elysiana Taliak."
Spooky.
Ghost? Did someone say? Oh no, you said spooky, sorry. Yeah, well, the good news is those of you walking down this hallway find several very rare and valuable works of art, perhaps small statuettes. There's antique jewelry and some textiles that have not been completely moth-eaten that two undead collectors of this kind of material would be worth in the neighborhood of 650 credits.
Hey, oh boy.
I'll put that in our chizat as well. Chat, loot pile. Bam. And I can't do the math on that, but you guys can figure out how much, if you just split up evenly. Yeah, Zeldin and maybe 100 feet behind Lacardus, not really reading the walls much, but looking about, heading off in the other direction. Indeed, I feel like you can find quarters, you know, what looks like small guest rooms and things like that here or there that don't seem like they have been used for some time. Doors kind of creaking as you open some of them up. Perhaps servants' rooms as well, or lower members of the noble family staying in these areas here. But yeah, as you open up one of the rooms, Jabert, maybe peek inside as Zeldin, the door slams shut behind you as you walk in. And you smell a familiar, stanky smell in this room. That of...
Lacardus, what are you doing in here?
Brimstone? No. Oh. the oily, metallic smell of octonite. And indeed, there is a voice that calls out, the same figure that you met earlier on Eox after you landed. Oh, Zeldin, welcome to the holler. Y'all.
Thank you for pronouncing it in the local way.
It is I, Gravia, sister, midwife, and hopefully friend to you, Zeldin.
Hmm.
I do not have much time. I have come here to warn you and hopefully to help you.
Help.
Okay. As we speak, a dropship is being shot like a cannon from 300,000 kilometers away. From a starship I think that you know the name of, the Amaranth.
That's it, the one seems... with Salacious Crumb in it.
No, Sadamus Slane.
Sadamus Slane.
They're very different. They're extremely different. You know, imagine you get to the end of the campaign and yeah, I just use the yard for Salacious Crumb.
Zeldin, be serious. You've angered the corpse feet and they mark you for extermination. Oh. They're coming to kill you right now.
Oh, no. Friends. Oh, no. I gotta warn them.
Wait.
Oh.
I'm here to help you in this fight, Zeldin, and all I need from you is a promise to keep a word of bond to I and my sisters. I can help you survive this upcoming battle, give you powers right here and now, but you will need to link with me and allow me to be your eyes and ears. Stand inside your love, friend.
She reaches out kind of a pasty-looking, frail hand.
What does it smell like? Does it smell like evil deeds?
Well, as you smell it, maybe kind of get a sense of the warmth coming from her side of the room, the smell of octonite does kind of overpower, you know, a nice smelling. Did I describe her as human? She's human now, at least.
That's good.
But you do get a momentary flash, a psychic vision of tentacles and chitinous slime, slick hide, as a sharp psychic blast of static interrupts, and then the image is gone from your mind.
Oh, I say. Oh, I don't know where you've come from, and I don't know why you're here, but I feel like I have no choice but to trust you here. Don't make me regret it.
Yeah, she takes your hand and kind of pulls you in close to her.
I was expecting a handshake. Oh no.
But as you're hugging her, she feels incorporeal. She doesn't feel like she's there. You're hugging what feels like something with no weight. Indeed, ghost? As Zeldin, you're all of a sudden perhaps aware of Lacardus like banging on the door behind you. Lacardus, the door opens and you see it looks like Zeldin hugging the air.
And why are his pants down?
Oh, put a sock on the door. Sorry.
No, there's a lady in here, you see.
Nope, she's gone now.
What about the smell? Does it linger? Does the smell linger?
Oh, none of this is helping me. None of this is this is good.
My fingers real quick.
As this mirage kind of has dissipated, you see down at your feet what looks like a large chunk of octonite left on the ground. Huge chunk that could be sold, or you can keep it to potentially turn into weapons or armor in the future to say special material. I think the first piece that you found this campaign as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I'm like, look, I got, it's like mithril, but cooler because it's the future.
Oh,
base mithril.
That's right. Wait, what are the properties of Octronite? I don't actually know.
I think it gives the critical of mental. So with a critical hit, it can potentially stun an opponent hit with it as well.
Is it a rock or a metal?
Yes.
Is it mineral?
Take that, Tyler. Hey, you ask a stupid question, you're going to get a stupid answer.
It wasn't a stupid question. You know what I meant.
sorry. I looked it up. I mean, Octonite is a...
its own
thing. It's a material that you use. You know, you'll use Octonite every once in a while. It's hard to find in Archive of Nethys, but if you click on equipment and precious metals, it is down there. It's actually pretty expensive. You don't have enough yet to turn into a... where is it? It's after adamantine. So as a weapon, it is rare. It is like thousands of credits. And it is... let's see if it says in the description. Oh, no, that'd be too easy. Octurne is the dull yellow remains of the planet Octurne. I think it could be both.
Cool. I was just... the only reason I even asked is because...
or
I think needle darts only, you can only use needle darts with a metal, like but so
yeah, this low grade stuff you can turn into bullets, you can turn into a bladed weapon. Oh yeah, anyway, you guys are about to get assaulted by Yoxian corpse fleet kill squad.
Oh no.
Are you gonna try to meet up with the rest of the party and tell them you're about to die?
Yeah, can we what kind of spell do I have to cast to do like a Scooby-Doo, like we run through the hallway, we come out the other door and we're going the other direction, and then one time we're chasing them?
Yeah, fireball, I think, is the spell.
Fireball is what we're looking for. Almost only three more levels. All right. Boop, running away it is.
I've got a map here, but we won't roll initiative yet.
Doom.
We've got to get our poll on. We be polling. The poll is either a severe or an extreme combat. And I will say,
this me and Tyler voting
before
too.
Before you vote, as you are leaving this room, all of a sudden, indeed, Zeldin, it feels like you have daredevil vision. You've got what seems like an arcane sight. Everything does look like kind of one color, but you can see magical auras around things in the room. All the runes in this house seem to be giving off kind of like pulses, give you a sonar of type up to 100 feet.
Cool.
So pretty big. And you also, each turn, every turn, can cast a spell for free called Soul Surge. Sorry.
Oh.
Indeed, it feels like indeed a presence is with you. I'm just seeing Miles, your second poll here. That's pretty good. Miles has made it instead of severe or extreme, the options are not that bad and even more chill. Which sounds like
votes.
It sounds like terrible conversation hearts. It's like, hey, not that bad. On a little yellow candy. All right, I'm just gonna go ahead and vote for extreme. But yes, you do have a magically juiced up Zeldin who comes in, perhaps eyes glowing kind of purple as you get in back into this main chamber. Feeling like you've got a passenger with you.
Boy.
So take that into account in your votes here, folks. And we'll get to this combat next week. It sounds like we've already done a whole bunch here. Whole heck of a lot.
We did.
Good. So much gracious.
Such an information dump of an episode.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. We'll be right back. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.